Thursday Shear Zion.
We're holding in Tesis' Kasha that the Sefer of the Mishnah Zoymer Kulo Sheli Zoymer Chetzio Sheli Zen Oitel Sholesh Revia Zen Oitel Revia. The Shaila is for Tesis, why the one that says Kulo Sheli gets only a quarter? He has a migu, he could have said kulo sheli, and then he would get a half. Spoke that we have to get back to if he's allowed to do that. If he knows that if he says kulo, he gets only a quarter. If he's allowed to lie, al das, then he will get more. When we call Bukim Teza Sekashe, give him chetzi, and he'll be neman on all of his taina, and his full taina, because he has a migu, he can say kulo sheli, and then he'll be zeichen negan zezach. So Vali has a migu, let him to be zeicha be migu. This is Tesis's kasha. And Tesis answers, "Umeforish rivom the migu lo hitzi lo yamrina, the bechetzi hasheni muchzek zek moize. Migu lo hitzi lo yamrina. This is shitas a rivom that migu lo hitzi lo yamrina. The rivom builds it out from our sugya. He buys it out from our sugya." That migu lo hitzi lo yamrina. We mentioned that we have to know why it's called migu lo hitzi bichlal. Why such a thing is called migu lo hitzi? Taisa says she bechetzi hasheni muchzak zek moize. We mentioned some learned pshat in Taisves that bechetzi hasheni muchzak zek moize means the half that is made belongs to the other guy, and the other half it's a half a half, it's a quarter and a quarter. So he's musik in a quarter, the other guy is also musik in a quarter. So he's mighty, because he's trying to ask for the other quarter from that other person, he's mighty that quarter. And some learn in Tesfas, not because it's a quarter and a quarter, like Lashon Hara, everyone is musik in the whole talis, or in that half, and even that is considered migul ha'itzi. Tesis Reed said, no, if everyone is musik in everything, it's not considered migul ha'itzi. Mikol Mekoyim, Tesis is Mechadesh that it's a considered Migu Lehoitzi V'Migu Lehoitzi Lo Yamrina. Now we have to know the Rishonim have different Terutzim on the Kashe, why this Migu doesn't start. We'll see in the Hemshech Hashir, we'll see Sunday more Terutzim why this Migu is not a Migu. But Tesis learned that this Migu is a Migu. Tesis learned that this Migu is a Migu. And Val Tesis learned that this Migu is a Migu, but Mele Frik Tesis Akashe, so he has a Migu. So Rabbi Zeich. And the Rivom is Mechadesh Migu Lehoitzi Lo Yamrina. And I want to be Madish. It's the first Indian that will be Isaac a little bit. The Rivom is saying a Velt Chidush, a Masecht Chidush, that Migu Lehoitzi Lo Yamrina. The Rishonim are Mesupik, if it's true. The Ramban's Shita La'alochem Migu Lehoitzi Yamrinen. A lot of Rishonim Acholek. I, we have our Kasha, we'll have different Terutzi. So the Rivom build up from our Sugi Achidush if Migu Lehoitzi Lo Yamrinen. And we mentioned that there's two things that we have to be Mevarer B'Shita Sarivom. The first thing we have to be Mevarer B'Shita Sarivom, what is the Machlekes if Migu Lehoitzi Yamrinen or Migu Lehoitzi Lo Yamrinen? We have a Cheskes moment. The shaila if migu lehoitzi yamrinen or migu lehoitzi lo yamrinen. And what is totally the shaila? Well, one holds migu is a starke raya, has a koach to be moitzi, and one holds that migu is not a starke raya, does not have a koach lehoitzi. And what is the machlekes if migu lehoitzi yamrinen or migu lehoitzi lo yamrinen? The rivom is mechadesh v'mar sugi shelo yamrinen. And the Rishonim hold Amrinen, and we'll have a miyash. What is the machleik? It's not. One holds yes, one holds not. And we know Lehoitzi, maybe I'll explain myself. Migu Amrinen. Because Ashas we say Migu. Zog de Rivom, Mikoyach Arkashe, Migule Hoitzi Loyamrida. This is the Moker von Shas, and Migule Hoitzi Loyamrida. Pashtas, Lahoitzi Momen, you need a starker Raya. Lahoitzi Momen, and Lahoitzi Mamoitzi Mechaveru, all of her Raya. Lahoitzi, you need a starker Raya. Valahoitzi, you need a starker Raya. Migule Hoitzi is not strong enough. Migul Hoitzi is not strong enough. Lahoitzi, you need a starker Raya. And Migul Hoitzi is not strong enough. Migul Hoitzi is not strong enough. Migul Hoitzi is not strong enough, Lahoitzi. You have to have Raya, Lahoitzi Momen, you have to have normally a starker Raya. You can't be Moitzi Momen without a starker Raya. So, Migul is not stark. Migul is good, because I tell you, Kulo. But Lahoitzi Momen, Amoitzi Michaver of Raya, we know that Lahoitzi Momen is very hard. So Migu is also not enough. This is the Pashtus. And what do other Rishonim hold? No. Migu is Kud Lahoitzi. Medat Mevarza. Especially we see that there's a big argument. If Shteim Muchzokim, the Ran says, it's even so, it's considered Migu Lahoitzi because the other guy is catching also. The Shteim says, no, this is not called Migu Lahoitzi. Migu Lahoitzi is only if one guy is holding it. If two guys are holding it together, it's not called Migu Lahoitzi. What is the argument? If it's called Migula Haitzi, if it's not called Migula Haitzi. These are two things, not a kashas, that tzrichim biru. What is the vikuach if we say Migula Haitzi or not? Chula Haitzi, but we have to have a shtarke raya. The Rivom says it's not good. The Rishayim hold that it's good. Second nikuda is, we see that it's different gdori, what is called Lahoitzi. Shteim Muchzokim, the Rana calls it Lahoitzi. The Yisrael calls it's not called Lahoitzi. Don't call these kashas, I call these Ha'ores Libirur. The shayla that we mentioned yesterday is the Trumas Adeshen. The Trumas Adeshen, he himself shtells it, and he says like this: Migu lahoitzi lo yamrinen, b'shtayim oichzim, migu lahoitzi lo yamrinen. What would be b'shtayim oichzim if you have a roiv? The halacha is, roiv is not moitzi momen, and oichim momen achar a roiv. Bori v'shemo, kaimelon k'subes yudbeiz umudbeiz, bori v'shemo lahoitzi lo yamrinen. So we know, roiv lahoitzi lo yamrinen, kaimelon, and holchim momen achar roiv, kishmuel, and holchim momen achar roiv, and bori v'shemo cannot be moitzi momen. And migu cannot be moitzi momen. We have three things that cannot be moitzi momen. Maybe I'll say four, eidechot also. But migu cannot be moitzi momen, Roiv cannot be moitzi momen, and Bori v'shemo cannot be moitzi momen. Someone is a muchzik, the roiv is against him, he doesn't have to give it. He's a muchzik, and he says, but I'm not sure if it's mine. The other guy is a bori, he doesn't have to give it to him. The guy is a muchzik, the other guy is a migu, he says it's his, he doesn't have to give it. Zog de Trumas Adeshen, but it's different. If it's a real muchzik, migu doesn't help, roiv doesn't help, bori doesn't help. But if it's only a muchzik, if shtai moichzim, Migu doesn't help. It's a sugya. The Eimer Chetzi Shili doesn't get it, but Migu that he could have said Kula Shili. Aber Roiv is Moitzi from Shtayim Oichzim. The Rabban says in Baba Basra Daf Lamed Aleph, Bori V'Shemo is Moitzi from Shtayim Oichzim. Bori V'Shemo is Moitzi from Shtayim Oichzim. Freide Tumas Adeshen, why? Why Migu cannot be Moitzi from Shtayim Oichzim? It's called Muchzokim. Aber Roiv could be Moitzi from Shtayim Oichzim. Bori v'Shemo could be Moitzi from Shtayim Oichzim. If Shtayim Oichzim is called the Muchzik, if Shtayim Oichzim is called the Muchzik, and the Migu cannot be Moitzi, like Taisa says, had to be that Roiv also cannot be Moitzi from Shtayim Oichzim. Had to be that Bori v'Shemo also cannot be Moitzi from Shtayim Oichzim. It's different. Legabi migu, it's called lehoitzi. Legabi migu, it's called lehoitzi. And migu lehoitzi leyamrina. But legabi roiv, it's not called Lahoitzi. Roiv could win. Legabi Bori v'Shemo, Zog de Ramban, it's not called Lahoitzi. What is the difference? So the easy way to answer is, Balabatish. The Shtayim Orichzim, it's a Muchzokis, I would call it the 80% Muchzokis. Tfise felt in the Muchzokis. Migu is schwach. Migu cannot be moitzi. Roiv is very strong. It can win a real Chazoke, but an 80% Chazoke could win. Bori v'shemo. Strong. Could win an 80, cannot win 100. So this is the easy way to say it. That Shtayim Orichzim, it's Muchzokis, but not a Shtark, it's Losh Natesis, Thomas Adeshen. It's not a Shtark in Muchzokis. Memele, Roiv could win it. Bori v'shemo could win it. Migu cannot win it. A real Muchzokis? No one could win. Not the Roiv, not the Bori v'shemo, and not the Migu. And they bring a shtickel raya to this hesbel. Nachalitzvah brings a shtickel raya to this hesbel. The Rivam holds migu lehoitzi lo yamrina. Ask him. So if you learn Shas, as a Mishnah, migu lehoitzi lo yamrina. Rav holds that Roiv is moitzi momen. We pass him Roiv is not moitzi momen. Rav, but bebasre, daf, samach beis, right? In the beginning, Rav holds, hoichim in momen achar Roiv. Ksuvus yud beis amud beis. Rav Huna holds, bori v'shem alo hoitzi amrinen. We paskin lo yamrinen. En hoichim achar Roiv. But Rav holds hoichim achar Roiv. So why migu lo hoitzi lo yamrinen? Migu lo hoitzi lo yamrinen is a Mishnah. Migu lo hoitzi lo yamrinen. Rav holds, hoichim momen achar Roiv. Ravuna holds Baruch Hashem alo hoitzi amrinan. The Teretz is Baruch Hashem is chazak. Baruch Hashem is chazak. Migu is chalash. So migu cannot be moitzi. We paskin Roiv is not strong enough to win Muchzokus. Baruch Hashem is not strong enough. But if the Muchzokus, if the Muchzokus is schwacher, so then even Roiv could win it, Bori could win it. Migu is so schwach, it can't win even a schwach in Muchzokus. This is the easy way, the pushed away, what Rabbi Seinu Achroinim Amevar. But can sein, and I will say, muz sein, that it's not the Hesbel. And Reb Nochem explained it like this. And I'll bring a riot to this Yesod. A lot of Rishonim hold that Migu Lehoitzi Amrinen. I'm going to ask now the question upside down. A lot of Rishonim hold that Migu Lehoitzi Amrinen. Ramban. The Rivom is Mechadish that Migu Lehoitzi Lo Yamrinen. He learned it out from our Mishnah. But a lot of Rishonim hold that Migu Lehoitzi Amrinen. Ramban. Rashba has such a tzad. I'm asking Yeshayel. Migu Lehoitzi Amrinen. Lefi the Ramban. Roiv Lehoitzi Amrinen. Time is time, Rizal. Hoichim Momen Achar Roiv or not? Hoichim Momen Achar Roiv? Chaim Elon in Hoichim Momen Achar Roiv. Bori v'shem alo hoitzi amrinen? Lo yamrinen. So why migu lo hoitzi amrinen and in Hoichim Momen Achar Roiv and Bori v'shem cannot be moitzi momen? So what is stronger? What? La'aloch migu lo hoitzi amrinen. Roiv and Hoichim Momen Achar Roiv. Bori v'shem alo hoitzi lo yamrinen. So why Migu helps? So what do we say now? Migu is starker. Ah, and lefi the Rivam, Migu is schwacher? One holds Migu is starker. Svoris, they call it Svoris Afuches. Svoris Afuches. Svoris Afuches. Not Mistabel, Svoris Afuches. Not mistab. Not mistab. To say svoras afuches. That lefi the rishonim that migu lehoitzi amrinen lehoitzi a roiv nisht. Bori v'shem nisht. I understood. Migu is mamish chazak. Then I go over to the tesfes the rivom. Migu lehoitzi lo yamrinen. Roiv. We paskin that not. Rav holds that yes. Rav also has to learn that migu lehoitzi lo yamrinen. So Rav holds migu lehoitzi lo yamrinen, aber hoichim momen achar Roiv. So 15. Rishonim od migul oitzi amrina. Rishonim, but roiv kaimelon is not moitzi. Bori is not moitzi. Ah, migul is so strong. Then I said the shit is the migul oitzi lo amrina na libe de kula amme. And even so, Rav holds. And olchim amanachra roiv. And even olchim amanachra roiv. And even bori b'shemo is a mandor amad that it helps. So migul is shvacher. So the rishonim of machleik is one is better. Migul is better. Roiv is better. Loy mistaben. Zog the Nachal Yitzchok. I saw it's printed as a Sefer Oil Teir in the bottom in the Ores. They copy the lotion of the Oil Yitzchok. I couldn't get hold of Nachal Yitzchok. It's Nachal Yitzchok. So I couldn't get hold of that Sefer. One of the Mamash had the lotion there with you or not. The Kash is he brings. I don't know if he says the Hezbo. But the Pshat is as a. Lekule alme roiv is a starke raye, bori veshemo is a starke raye. Migu is nothing. Migu is, if I'm a liar, I could have said that, and it could be someone taught me what to say. Like the famous kash of the Ilum Meitzet is alemol. Maybe someone told me that migu helps. So the Ilum Meitzet said, okay, so they wanted to cancel migu, and that minute it came back. Because the minute that he said it doesn't work, so the guy has a migul, right? So Mele, he says, so it's a sofek, and it goes back and forth. But Mele, he says he has a pshat in the rivom. I'm not even saying it, I'm just saying it over. He said, this is a pshat migul lehoitzi lo yamrina. But it's a sofek, lehoitzi, you can't say. But if you muzik, mi sofek, you leave it by you. Because every migul, we don't know what to say. If we say it doesn't work, it works. So we don't know what to do. So we leave it where it is. We're not going now with the Ilum Meitzet. So that's not the pshat in the Rivom. Yeah? But this is the time of the Ilum Meitzet. Migu be'etzem is not a shtarke zach. But what? Migu is coming from somewhere else completely. Migu is mechazek maitaine. It's mechazek maitaine. It's mechazek maitaine. What is the pshat that's mechazik my taina? I have a taina that it's mine. When people come into Beis Din, Rav Shachud Masber at Alamol, he said, you stand in the street and there's a car. And the guy stands near the car and he says, it's my car. You could go over and tell him, listen, prove that it's your car. He says, I'm telling you, it's mine. Okay, you don't have a proof. You push him away and you take the car. You have to come to Bori V'Shema. Well, I don't know if it's yours. You didn't prove that it's yours. He says, when no one argues with me and I say, it's mine, it's mine. I say, Gaydas. Not have to prove that it's mine. It's not Bori V'Shema. You don't know. I say, oh, the car is yours. Prove. You don't have proof. I'm taking it. I will work it out with the guy that owns it. Why? And Toyen Venita and Choshen Mishpot is Toyen Venita. If I say better from you, I get it. The migu is mechazek maitaine. Migu gives a koyach to maitaine. Say if it's the yesoid of koyach hataine that we'll see in a second, the Rebel Chonon, or if it's a biru, doesn't make a difference how we explain it. The koyach of migu is coming inside maitaine. But first they explain the rishoni that migu lehoitzi amrinem and roiv will not be moitzi momen. And Bori V'Shemo will not be Moitzi Momen. Migu, I have a starke taine. Rishonim hold, even Loitzi. I come with a good taine, I win. Roiv is not enough Loitzi Momen. Like Edechot is not enough Loitzi Momen. Bori V'Shemo is not enough Loitzi Momen. Migu is a different track, is a different way to be Zoiche. It's Mechazik my taine. You don't measure it, and you don't scale it if it's Avad, it's different levels of a migu, a shtark migu, a shvach migu. All of that, we will stay with all of this is bearing. But we don't weigh it keneg a different kind of rayas. It's a different mehalach. This is the rishonim that hold on migu lehoitzi amrinim. The rivom came to be mechadish. That the koyach of migu to mechazek the taime is only to leave it by me. When you want to leave it by me, I have a schus to say, my taina is stark. When I want to be moitzi from someone, then I don't have a koyach with migu. Migu cannot work there. The koyach of Migu is only to be maimi that dvorim k'moy shehem. Then I could come with a schus taine. I want to be maimi that dvorim k'moy shehem. B'meil, zok Reb Nochem. B'shtay moichzim. While two people are holding it, with all of the esbeirim, it's considered that I'm trying to take it away. I can't say leave it like it is. It's by two people together. Klapi roiv. Or klapi borim v'shemo is klolim of cheskas momen. When two people are holding together, it's called tfise. No one has a cheskas momen. When two people are holding together, it's becheskas shneim. So legabi borim v'shemo, that is a cloud that borim v'shemo cannot win cheskas momen. Or rube v'chazoke, chazoke odif, rube odif. That is the klolim what is called cheskas momen and is not called cheskas momen. But legabi the lomdes, if the migu has a koyach or the migu doesn't have a koyach, then is a shayla if it's considered lehoitzi or it's not considered lehoitzi. So again, tamtzis. We have two drochim. One derech, we're just not saying teres and migu. Yeah. The rivom is mechadish migu is not a starke raya to be moitzi. It's an 80% raya, doesn't have a koyach to be moitzi. Even b'shtay moichzim that it's weak. Roiv is maybe 90. So maybe Roiv could be moitzi b'shtay moichzim, not from a muchzik. But b'shem is a 90, from shtay moitzi. But migu is 80. And the rishonim that hold that it works, pum fakir, migu is very stark. It could be moitzi. Roiv is only 90. Mori is only 90. That is the regular way to learn the sugyas. Now we're trying to say no, it's not a machlek, it's in the lomdus of the rayas. It's in the gather of the koyach of the migu. Maybe later we'll understand migu, we'll have to maybe explain why it's like that. But the yisoid of migu is in the taine. And as a vikuach, if the koyach of the taine has a koyach to be moitzi, or only lehami that dvorim al maskunto. Or mamshich na the teisvis. Before we go back to the Rishonim that answer Tesis Kashe, I want to explain a little bit the Hemshecha Tesis that we learned out of the Sugya and Bobe Basra that you saw today. The reason this Tesis is here, and is Masbir the Sugya and Bobe Basra, we said the Rivom came and he was Mechadesh that Migu Lehoitzi Lo Yamrinu. It was a Chidush. It was not a Dovor HaMekubo. And he has a raya from a Mishnah. And now is bothering the Rivom that is the often a Gemorin Bobe Basra Lamed Beis Amud Beis Alibe De Rabbe Shemigu Lehoitzi Amrina. It's not often a Gemorin Skimat. Our Mishnah is Muchach Shemigu Lehoitzi Lo Yamrina. Because why the Kulo Sheli, the Chetzi doesn't get a half Migu Shel Kulo. And in Gmorin, Bobe Basra, Lamed Beis Amud Beis Es Muchach, Shemigu Lehoitzi Amrina. And this is what Tesis is coming to ask. Let me send the taste inside. Vahidach Eskis Abatim, that a person came over to his friend, you owe me money and here is a shtar. He told him it's fake. He said, you're right that this shtar is fake. I had a different shtar. And that shtar got lost. I written this one. And Rabbi holds, he has a migu. He could have kept and not tell him that the shtar is mezuyev, and he would collect the money. So with this migu, he's collecting money now. So it's migu lehoitzi. Vayidach es kesabatim degochim lochem shel rabbe in shtore zayfu, umi u shtore ma'ali ha'aveli v'irkas. Vehem ne rabbe lehoitzi v'migu. Di boi olomar shtore ma'ali hu. Akasha we see that migu lehoitzi amrine. And for this verse, Hosom einu taime mishum da afilu av shosik, rak shelo yomoyde shu mezuya fo yoneman, ki achsin mo et ani keres la yom nimshom. What is the Teretz? So it's mekubel two ways to learn the Teretz. One Teretz that achroinim learn, it's a very strong migu. Trying, it's a migu di yiboye shosik. So it's a much stronger migu. What? If I would keep quiet, it will fall into my hands. Because every day I took out the shtar. So it's such, so we can say it in Tunus Chois. Other, this is such, this is a raya. This really could be moitzi. Till now the migu was only a shtar ketayne. This is already a raya. A raya? A raya is a koyach to be moitzi. A raya is a koyach to be moitzi. Or, even the same nusach. Such a stark raya is for sure mechazik the taina so much that I have a koyach to be moitzi. This is one nusach. The Beis HaLevi doesn't like it. especially when if migulo itzilo emrinem, migulo itzilo emrinem, how it switches. Such a starke raya, a schwache raya, especially the way we said, a koyach ha-tayne can be moitzi moment. He says, Taisi says something else. It's not called that he's moitzi. And if he would keep quiet, the money will fall, will melt into his hands, right? Because they will give it to him already. So with the koyach ha-tayne, he wants it to stay in the same matzev that it would be before he opened his mouth. And while before he opened his mouth, they would give him the money, so we stay with the same matzev. Like we said before, the ikar is vikuach is not if the migu has a koyach to take out from cheskes moment. Migu has a koyach to leave it like it is. It's anyway dripping into me. It's anyway coming into me. So b'meile, the migu helps. Now, Be'etzem Taisis had to stop here. He answered Rabbi. Why the migu helps? Taisis is mapshich. The Rabbi Yosef that holds that the migu doesn't help. So Teis didn't want to say that Rabbi Yosef doesn't hold from that svara. So well, what bothers you that Rabbi Yosef holds that it doesn't help? And he says it's not a migu. Why? The afilu migu loyave kevin shetayin arishen shutoyin ma'ishtar u'sheker elayim amigu elayichas shetanos arishen oyemes migu sheyotein tayin zer cheres v'lekach ein amigu afilu lehazik m'beruv dekamais. I'm not going now. What is the svara? Rabbi Yosef, this is not called a migu. Why Taisus has to say this? No, why Taisus has to say this? The Rabbi Yosef holds that this is not considered a migu. So I want just the pshat advorim. Listen clear. If you see Taisus in Bobe Basra, the first Taisus in Lamed Beis and Mud Beis, or you do what Rabbi Kiv Eger is with Zion here and give him a shas to look in Taisus, the Fkuftet Zion, you know what the Rimigash says in Bobe Basra? The Rimigash in Bobe Basra says, Rabbi holds that he has a migu. He could have said, it's a good shtar. So now that he says, because he could collect the money. And Rabbi Yosef holds that he cannot collect the money. You know what is the machlekes? Zog the Rimigash, Rabbi holds migu lehoitzi amrinen. Rabbi Yosef holds migu lehoitzi lo yamrinen. Who says it? Taisus Bobe Bayos, Kuftet Zayin. There's Machlekes, Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, and Bobe Basra, Daf Lamed Beis and Mud Beis, if Migu Lehoitzi, Yamrinen, or Loi Yamrinen. The easiest way to learn. Rabbi holds from the Migu, even that it's Lehoitzi, and Rabbi Yosef doesn't hold from the Migu. And Rabbi Yosef doesn't hold from the Migu. This is what Taisus and Kuftet Zayin holds. This is what the Rimigash holds. Why Rivom is not allowed to learn like the Rimigash? Why the Rivom is not allowed to learn like the Rimigash? That this is the Machlekes Rabbi Rabbi Yosef. If Migu lo hitzi amrinen or not. What? It's very gishmak. Rabbi holds Migu lo hitzi amrinen, so he can collect the money. Rabbi Yosef holds Migu lo hitzi lo amrinen, so he can collect the money. The easiest way. Taisa skuf tazayin amud alef, the last two lines in the pages. Some machlekes in Bobe Basra. Im an omar Migu lo hitzi amrinen, lo amrinen. Why the Rivom cannot learn that it's the machlekes Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef? The Teretz is, no. Why did he can't learn the machlekes Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef? The Rimigash, the Gdoila Rishonim learns that this is machlekes Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. Why not? Why we can't learn this machlekes Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef? The Teretz is, because with Fide Rivom, what is the answer in our Mishnah? Why we don't say Migu in our Mishnah? Because Migu Lehoitzi. So as a Mishnah that Migu Lehoitzi lo yamrinen, you can't say it's machlekes Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, that Rabbi holds against the Mishnah. All of the Rishonim will answer that the Kasha from our Mishnah is not a Kasha. Like we will see in a second, the Terutzim of the Rishonim. Why is, we'll see at least one of the Terutzim we'll see today. Why by us you can't say Migu? Oh, but the Rivom answered, why by us you don't say Migu? Because Migu Lehoitzi lo yamrinen. So what is the machlekes Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef? So he came and explained that Rabbi holds that even at Migu Lehoitzi lo yamrinen, it's not considered Migu Lehoitzi. No? So what Rabbi Yosef holds? Why Rabbi Yosef holds that the migu is not a good migu? I explained that even if migu lo yitzu lo yamrinen, over dir it could work, because it's migu di bo yashosik, has the koyach to be mitzi. If it has the koyach to be mitzi, so Rabbi makes sense. So what is the pshat now in Abai, in Rabbi Yosef? So the Rivam, I'm not learning that this is machlekes, because I hold that migu lo yitzu lo yamrinen. So why dir it works lefi Rabbi? Because it's a better migu. So why lefi Rabbi Yosef it doesn't work? The answer is, the reason it doesn't work with Rabbi Yosef is because he had to lie in the beginning, Chai Gavne, we don't say amigu. And this is what he adds four words. Ki goin be'uv de kamaise. Dir de gemara is another case, not if lehoitzi, if a karka. The guy says, my boy is bayare. He says, I had a star, I lost it. He took out a fake star. Dir, Rabbi holds he has amigu. Rabbi Yosef holds he doesn't have amigu. Taisus by us learns in a karka it's not lahoitzi. What was the case? The guy was sitting in a karka. What do you? It's mine. I have a shtar. It's fake. You right? But I had a different shtar. Rabbi holds it's a migu. Rabbi Yosef holds it's not a migu. Then you can't say zog derivom that it's migu lahoitzi. Ah, it's not called lahoitzi. It's not called lahoitzi because the guy is sitting in the karka. So why Rabbi Yosef doesn't hold from the migu? So Teis Baba Basra says more terutzim. So Teis the Teret says a migu that he had to lie in the beginning is not called a migu. So this is only the hesber why Teis is bayos the pshat is so busy with the sugya Baba Basra, because the Rivom didn't have an answer. The only way to answer the Mishnah is migu lahoitzi lo yamrina. Some pashas machlekes Rabbe and Rabbi Yosef and Baba Basra. Rabbi holds from the migu. Rabbi Yosef doesn't hold from the migu. The Melech Zok Teisus leKula Alma migu loitzi lo yamrinen. The Rabbi it works because migu di boy yeshasim. Mashaken Rabbi Yosef. We'll go back to the Rivom's kasha. So the Rivom frekt the kasha. Why the migu doesn't help? And our Mishnah, Kula Sheli, believe Kula Sheli. Bemigu that he could have said, I'm sorry, believe Chetzi Yashali, Bemigu that he could have said, Kula Shali. Believe the Chetzi Yashali, Bemigu that he could have said, Kula Shali, and then he would get a half. So now that he says Chetzi Yashali, give him a half. This is Taisis's cash. So the Rivam says, Migu la Hitzi la Yamun. All of the Rishonim come and say different terutzim. We'll start today with the terutz of the Ran and the Nemuki Yosef. The Nemuki Yosef says it chazak, he says it three ways, the same terutz. The Ran is in the first terutz of the Ran. It's a migu de ha'oze. Migu de ha'oze, lo yamrina. Why it's ha'oze? If you say chetz yeshali, it sounds so nice. To say kulo sheli, it's ha'oze. Why? Two people are fighting in the talis. If a guy goes and lies and he says it's mine, the guy says it's mine. No, together. So the it sounds good. But to say kulushali, he doesn't want to say kulushali. So the it's not called a migu. He's scared to say kulushali. He prefers to say chetziushali. So you want to believe him to give him now the whole half? Migu that he could have said kulushali. He didn't want to say kulushali. And the Yosef adds, maybe he had a reason that he didn't want to say Kulo Shali. It's easier to say Chetz Yashali. He says the guy felt if he will say Chetz Yashali, what will happen? If he will say Kulo Shali, they will give him a half. He will look like a liar. He said Kulo Shali and everyone didn't give it to him. So he comes back home, kids ask him what happened, Beis Din gave me a half. Ah, Abba is a shakra. He prefers to say Chetz Yo, and Beis Din will give it to him a migu. Oh, you see, I said Chetzi, I got the other guy stayed a liar. Me Beis Din gave the half. Mekhi Yosef has three reasons why the guy prefers to say Chetzi from to say Kulo Shali. Oh, he's scared from the chutzpah to fight with the guy to say Kulo Shali. Or he feels more comfortable to say Chetzi and together Chetzi. Migu de ha'ozeh lo yamrin. This is the terrors of the Ran. And the Mekhi Yosef and the Taisus is Kasha. But the Chetzi doesn't have a migu. Frek the world, Stira and the Ran. The Ran and the Gimel by us. The aloha is if a person comes to his friend, you owe me money. The guy says, I don't. I don't. The halacha is koifer hakoil. Koifer hakoil is potu. He goes, oh, you owe me money. The guy says, I don't owe you money. Koifer hakoil is potu. If he says, I moide b'miktas, if you say moide b'miktas, it's chayav shvur. So if you go, oh, you owe me money, you say no. Patu. If I say 50, so I pay 50, and in the other 50 I make a shvur. Frag the Gemara, every moide b'miktas led him to be patu mit the shvur. He has a migu, he could have said koifer hakoil. If I would say I'm patu, I would be patu. If I'll say potu, I'll be potu. If I would say that I'm potu, I'll be potu legamu. Now that I say 50%, I have to make a shvu. So every moide b'miktas, why is chayev shvuah? He has a raya that he's potur on the other half. He has a raya that he's potur on the other half. Migu that he's koifer hakoil. Zog the Gemara, a person doesn't have a chutzpah to be koifer hakoil. Migu de'oz. So Tesis in the Gimel Amud Aleph, the bottom Tesis says, Migu de'oz lo yamrinet. That's good. The Ran and the Gimel says it's not true. He brings a Gemara. Hane Isle the Achle Chushle Ben Ardo. It doesn't make a difference. You see it inside. That we say Migu De'Oze. So how? So Frek the Ran. So why have he made him mixas as Chayev Shvua? Why have he made him mixas as Chayev Shvua? He has a Migu. What the Gemara answers? He doesn't want to be Koifer HaKoil. It's a migu de'oze, aber migu de'oze amrina. And for the Ran, migu de'oze leafture mishvur lo yamrina. Aber leafture mimomen amrina. And migu de'oze, you can't become potu mishvur from moide b'miktas. Aber the money you could be zeiche. The money you could be zeiche. This is the Ran. ואם תוימר ואמרין אל מיגו בחי גבנה יש לו אמר דוודאי מיגו כי הגורו ההוא ולא יעולים להפטור משבוע כדי אשכחון במוידה במקצה שלא יפוס רותר מן השבוע אף על גב דהי כבמיגו הילקח כי אמרין אל בן איזי דנמון נמון בשבוע זוג דרן מיגו דהאוזה להפטור משבוע לא יאמרין אל להפטור ממומן אמרין אל Frag the world, Stira and the Ran. The Ran asked, came to answer Tesis' kasha by us. Why the Chetzio Sheli doesn't get it with a migu? He could have said Kulo Sheli. So let him to keep the half. He doesn't hold migu lo yitzile amrinan. So let him to keep the half. He has a migu. He could have said Kulo Sheli, and then he would get the half. And for the Ran, migu de haoz lo yamrinan. The Mukir Yosef and the Ran. The Ran, so, Migu de'oze lo yamrina. And the Gemara in Daf Gimel, the Gemara says, everybody be miktsas, let him to be potu mishvua, he has a Migu. And for the Gemara, it's Migu de'oze. He doesn't want to say potu and gansu. He prefers to be moide be miktsas. He doesn't want to be koifer hakol. So Tesis in Daf Gimel says, Migu de'oze lo yamrina. Maybe Tesis doesn't hold by oze tza'oze. Tesis doesn't have to hold oze tza'oze. But the Ran is answering, why by us we don't have a Migu? Because Migu de'oze lo yamrina. The Ran himself says in Daf Gimel, the Ran by us says in Daf Gimel, that with Migu de'oze lo yamrina, it's only lafture mishvua. But lafture mimomen, Migu de'oze amrina. Lafture mimomen migu de'oze amrinen. So what is answering that by us the migud doesn't work? Because it's migud ha'ozeh. But migud ha'ozeh leftur imam and amrina. Stira in the ran. By us you make a shvur. The only question is, if you would say kulashali, what will happen? He will get a chetzi with a shvur. Now he says chetzi shali, he gets a kura with a shvur. Frek Tei says, give him a chetzi, the migud that he could have said kulashali, and he would make a shvur. We're not trying to pat him from the shvur. Just why he's getting a quarter, give him a half. Taisa says, migud ha'oitzi. The Ran says, it's migud ha'oze. So you can't give him a half. Give him a half with shvur. And migud ha'oze, the Ran himself says in Avgimel, migud ha'oze doesn't pat his mamen. It doesn't pat him his shvur. You have to make a shvur. But legabe the mamen, you get it. So how the Ran and the Miki Yosef answer by us that Miguda Oze Loyam Rinen? And this is the reason he can't get more from a quarter, because Miguda Oze is not a Migu. The Ran himself in the Avgima says that Miguda Oze only is not good Lafturim Ishmur. But Lafturim Imamen, it gives him a kayach to get the moment. Now, so I'm not answering yet the Stira. I'm just asking you a Shaila. What is the longest in the Ran that Migu de Aoze laftura mishvu it's not good and laftura mimomen it's good? Why Migu de Aoze laftura mimomen amrinen and laftura mishvu lo yamrinen? Why? What is the difference? Migu de Aoze laftura mimomen amrinen, the Hainu. If a person says, he has a migu. The case of the Gemara, just to have the case of the Ran, a person had sheep. And he claims that the other guy, he grabs. Reuven had sheep, they came into my house, I grabbed all the sheep. The guy said, what happened? They ate. They ate, go, mazik my soda. If you give me $1 million, I'll give it back. The Gemara says he has a migu. He could have said that the sheep is his. And then he would never give the sheep back. Now that he said that the sheep ate, He's Nemo. He said the Shibayin is Nemo. Frank the Ran, Migu de Aoze. If you say that they ate, no one knows if they ate or not. It's the easiest thing to say. If you would not give back the sheep, you know, the guy would go bring 80. What is the easiest thing? A sheep comes into your house. To say it's yours? Let's say, you know, no one saw, he ate my whole food. But if I would say the sheep is mine, it's Aoze. The guy says, not true, it's mine. I don't have a chutzpah to lie in his face. But to say that he ate, and the halacha is, migu that I could have said the sheep are mine, I could say, yeah, and you have to pay me the money. I'll make a shvur, but you have to pay me. So the migu helps. I don't want this. Oh, but laftura mishvur, it doesn't help. What is the difference? So first we ask the Stira and the Ran. He holds migu laftura imamen amrinen. So why the migu doesn't work here? How he could answer that it's a migu de aoze? Oh, but be'etzem, we have to understand why migu laftura imamen amrinen, and he deserves to collect the money that the sheep ate, but to patu mishvue, it doesn't help. What is the difference? This is what Rebbe Chanan explains. Mitzvah Hashem, Yom Rishon will be mashma.